Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot Control.
It is the Riot. A couple weeks ago, Nintendo sent us an advanced copy of Star Fox Zero.
You do have to say it with the effect.
I feel like it's necessary. And I've been playing it. It's for the Nintendo Wii U. It's exclusive to that. It's a follow-up to lots of Star Fox games. But the one it feels the most closely related to me anyway, would be either the original Star Fox or maybe Star Fox 64. Because in Star Fox 64, you could pilot the R-Wing, which is your spaceship, and then the R-Tank, which was
your tank.
And this game has a lot of different vehicles like that that you get a chance to pilot. So let's see. In this game, really, it's a prequel to the original, but what you really need to know is that you pilot things and shoot at the bad guys. There's a story, but
That's not really what that's about.
You're a fox, and you're piloting things and shooting the bad guys. You know what? The game looks great. Star Fox Zero, you know, it runs really well. It's the first, like, HD Star Fox game, unless I'm missing one, and I really don't think I am. You know, it's got the kind of hallmarks of the game, the third-person action. You got the cheesy dialogue that takes place between the characters. But again, like, that's kind of Star Fox. The levels seem super straightforward at first, but if you replay them, you'll see that there are branching places that you can go off, and you'll find like whole new areas and whole new levels, which again, that's kind of a Star Fox thing. It's designed on purpose to not just be like a straight playthrough, but hey, they want you to come back. They want you to explore the levels. They might seem like you're on rails, but there are places where you can really go and find new areas, which is kind of cool. If there was anything about this theme park space shooting action game that just didn't fly for me very well was the controls. They've updated them. They are now tougher. They're complicated. I found them difficult to master and at times just downright distracting.
Really?
Yeah, and so what you're doing is like, okay, you know how the Wii U has the gamepad with a screen on it? So like you're flying your ship up on your TV and you can shoot and stuff, but for precision aiming, which you absolutely have to do, you have to look down at the gamepad.
But you need to still be looking at the screen.
That was
tough. Your TV screen.
That was tough. Now, one could argue like, hey, it's the future of video games. Come on!
Multitask!
Figure it out! No, I found it, I just found it difficult to do. And not just that, but some of the other controls I just found kind of unwieldy and difficult to learn. And that's part of the problem there is someone who likes Star Fox, I come to it, it becomes difficult. I'm willing to put in the time to get it figured out to where I can actually play. I feel like this is a game that if I passed it off to somebody that had...
who was not into it.
No history of Star Fox, you're like, hey, check out this game. After a while, they would be like, hey, all I do is fly into the wall. I want to play something else. And I feel like that is the biggest barrier to entry and probably the biggest problem that Star Fox has. Overall, like, not a very long game. Probably 4, 5, 6 hours, depending on how you play it. And the idea is they want you to go back to it.
And find the other stuff.
So, I mean, it appealed to me, not so much the characters of the story, but I really love the retro design elements. I love the spaceship and vehicle shooting stuff, but I feel like it can be...
He always does.
I know.
He always loves that part.
I feel like it can be kind of a tough sell to people that don't have some of that history.
Understandable.
There. So it's Star Fox Zero. It is out tomorrow and exclusively on the Wii U. Remember, you want to hear some more Riot Control and stuff, you can find it by going to riot.radiou.com. I will tell you, along with this, I will post the Star Fox anime that they produced. So if you want to see that, you will find it there on the Riot blog.